And I hear Reverend Childress starting his address.
Our brother talked about St. Telemachus. And I have to piggyback on that, because you are that army. You are those saints. And it was only fitting that Alveda King be here today. Because as I told you often, you are the civil rights movement of this modern day. But in Birmingham, Martin Luther King referred to Saint Telemachus. I bet you didn't know that. Yes, he referred to Rome. Martin Luther King in a jail, standing up for civil rights just as you. He referred to those early Christians. And he said, the early church put an end to such things as gladiator contest, St. Telemachus, and infant killing. Those were the exact words Martin said as he penned the famous letter from a Birmingham jail. He referred to a time where if a child was born in the days of pagan Rome, that if you did not like the eyes or the gender of that child, the hair of that child, by law, you could lay that child on the side of the road, and no one could touch that child until the child died. That was Roman law. And Martin Luther King said, the Christians, listen, the Christians, at the threat and the penalty of death, if caught, would scoop those children up and raise those children as their own. So Saint Telemachus and those that joined with him, Martin Luther King talked about when he was fighting his cause. He said infanticide or infant killing was stopped by the early church that was willing to risk their lives to go out into the public square and scoop up children that were destined to die. Why is it so important that Gianna was here today? Because we are now living in a time where public officials can dare run for the ultimate office, who believe people like Gianna should have been left to die. The Born Alive Victims Act was voted against by a presidential candidate. Unfortunately, an African-American presidential candidate whose name is Barack Obama. He voted against a child receiving medical care if the child survived an abortion. The Saint Telemachuses of today, the saints of the day, if your voice ever was needed in the public square, we need to sound an alarm that this can go no further, and we will not embrace candidates who have no conscience. I am saddened when we can elevate anyone, black or white. Martin, on that last Sunday before he preached, called for a people of conscience. And we have to stand up and say, our conscience tells us this is wrong. And we need to understand that the early church was not a passive church. It was not a silent church. But it was a provocative, bold, and courageous church that stood against injustice, was not afraid of Babylon, was not afraid of Rome, was not afraid of a system, indeed would reverence their God and would take to the streets and boldly proclaim the truth. See, when you say proclaim, immediately I think of all the Christians that complain. And they complain when they ask you to come out for Walk for Life San Francisco. They complain when you ask them to go forth into the public square. But it won't be won unless people of like conscience, of like-mindedness, of the same heart, the same Telemachuses, begin to boldly go into the arenas of life and say, no, this is wrong. God is doing a new thing. He is going to deliver the sheep out of the mouths of the false shepherds. He is raising up a generation that is going to say no to all of the Barack Obamas and all the Hillary Clintons and all those who would dare profit off the shedding of innocent blood. And we will not rest until every child has the right to life, whose civil rights are honored, who have the right to pursue after happiness, and I will not draw back. I'm thankful that Dr. King's niece was here, because it is an only fitting for you to let you to know where your true bloodline lies. Absolutely. You're what America needs right now, and never look at yourself as any different. You are the salt of the earth. You are the means by which we will save this nation. Don't ever forget that. If you're anything like me, and Martin said it too, he said, how long? How long? His response was, not long, because no lie can last forever. How long? Not long. Because he said, my eyes have seen the coming of the glory of the Lord. He's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible sharp sword. That's you. And his truth is marching on. One more verse just came to me. He's sounding forth the trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He's sifting through the souls of men before the judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer. Oh, be jubilant, my feet. His truth. Walk for Life San Francisco. Dolores and Eva, Walter and Laura are marching on. We got to march on in his name. We win. You heard St. Telemachus. We're going to win this. May God richly bless you.